This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said that there is a very high risk of interruptions to any talks with Russia. Zelensky spoke about the need for talks that would lead to the evacuation of those in Mariupol. In a bombed-out city of around 100,000 people were believed trapped with little food, water, or medicine. And there's still a lot of talk of war crimes and the brutality by Russia troops. At a news conference, the Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says that Russian President Vladimir Putin and his ruthlessness is stunning.
Let's just say hypothetically, you could get yourself to a point where you believed this war was justified. You can't look at the way he's prosecuting it and his forces are prosecuting it and come to a conclusion that he's doing it in a justified manner. It's brutality of the coldest and most depraved sort.
The United Nations is working doggedly to broker an evacuation of civilians suffering in the ruins of Mariupol. The negotiations continued Friday as Ukraine accused Russia of showing its contempt for the World Organization by bombing Kyiv while the UN leader was visiting the capital. The mayor of Mariupol says a situation inside a steel plant that has become the southern port city's last stronghold is dire, and citizens are begging to get saved. Meanwhile, Ukrainian forces fought to hold off Russian attempts to advance in the south and east. European countries that are dependent on Russian imports are looking to get greater access to global natural gas market through a new pipeline that crosses a remote border area of Greece and Bulgaria. The pipeline is nearing completion and would ensure that large volumes of gas flows between the two countries.